All right, as we said before the break, we're kind of leading up to the merchandise show.
Love it.
And we're going to talk to a lot of people with products out there that are very, very interesting and very useful. And this is one of them. And joining us, we have Randy Bergstedt with Epson Golf Swing Analyzer. Welcome into the show, Randy.
Thank you very much.
All right, so, you know, David Ledbetter, one of your endorsers for this product, the M-Tracer Golf Swing Analyzer. So if we go out to the website and we check this product out, kind of give me your 60-second commercial about what this product does for me.
Great. So to do that, you would go to Epson.com/golf. So that's the easiest way to get to the information on the on our website. And really what this is it's a small motion sensor that attaches to the bottom of the grip on any one of your golf clubs. And it records your golf swing and then presents that information back to you on your mobile device, either your smartphone or your iPad, and gives you a full view of what's happening with your golf club. And a 3D representation shows you your positioning halfway back at the top. You can look at it face on. You can look at it down the line. It then shows you what's happening with your club head through the impact zone, your attack angle, your face angle, your club head speed. We also give you a full speed profile of how you generate speed through the golf swing. So are you decelling? Are you releasing early? Those kinds of things. We show how you're rotating the club head through the golf swing. So are you over-rotating or under-rotating as you take the club back? And then also information on your tempo. So really detailed picture of your entire golf swing.
But it's not something that you need a PhD to understand. But now, what about setting up? Do I need a PhD to set this thing up to get it to actually work right?
No, it's a Bluetooth device that connects to your smartphone. So it's just like your headset, your Fitbit, any one of those Bluetooth devices. You turn it on, you open the settings mode in your phone, and then you've got to download the app from the App Store or from Google Play. So probably stuff you've done 100 times for other devices.
Yeah, and one of the things that looks really cool to me is that the module that goes on your club actually goes below your grip at the very top of the shaft, so it's unobtrusive to your golf swing. I mean, it's not up there on the very end where some people who may tend to grip the club very high, it might get in the way, it might feel strange. And you see a lot of people videotaping their swings now. I mean, this is a graphic representation. It's obviously not a video capture of your swing. And you can actually see you bringing it up into the inside, are you looping it back around? And then the real-time stats are I think, would be helpful for players of any level. Is that correct?
Yeah, and video is a great tool. Video, you get to see what's happening with your hips and your weight shift and some other things that we don't show. So I think they're really good complements to each other. One challenge with different people we've talked to about video is if you're shooting video from the back and you don't get in the exact right position, you may not get the right view of your shaft angle and some other things. And so that's where our device, we always get that angle perfectly because we're doing it digitally with your smart device, and so that really gives you very accurate picture of your swing.
Yeah, and I mean, when you're talking video, even if you get in the right spot behind the swing, you still need the ability to draw on the TV or have the tools there available, which, you know, obviously has a cost associated with it to draw lines and get that shaft angle and things like that, whereas this particular tool is doing that for you right on your smartphone.
And with video, maybe if you're Butch Harmon, you can see an early release or someone, their release point in their swing. But for most of us, we need a little bit of help from the technology to show the detail parts of the swing. And what Ledbetter says about, you know, all technology, but in particular the M-Tracer, is there's really three. Every golfer has three golf swings. They have the swing that they have. They have the swing that they think they have, and then they have the swing that they want. And if you don't have a device like this to really line up the swing you have and the swing that you think you have, there's no way you're going to get the swing you want. You've really got to understand what's happening when you swing a golf club to be able to make improvements to your swing.
Yeah, and for dummies like me, that is, you have one swing on the range, you have another swing during address, you have a third making contact, and then the fourth, the one you imagine you use.
Yeah.
Well, and I have to ask you, Randy, when I got a call from Epson, I thought, okay, wait a second. How do they know my printer drivers are out of date and I'm low on toner? I was really impressed with how did Epson make the transition from really being a business machine company to this golf thing? What happened?
So it's a great question, and Seiko, the Epson is actually part of the Seiko Epson Corporation, and so we are a big Japanese company. You mentioned it in your lead up to this section that tech companies are all expanding into new spaces, but this is, interestingly enough, not really a new space. We've been making motion sensors for over 20 years, and we also manufacture watches for Seiko company. We do, I'm also working on a running watch line with GPS running watches. So there's a push for us into sports and fitness technology products, using our core technologies in building sensors and both GPS sensors and motion sensors. So from a development standpoint, this is a natural extension to those of us who work inside Epson, but to the outside, it definitely looks like an interesting expansion. The aerospace industry, a lot of other industries use our GPS and motion sensors. This is just the first time we've put them into Epson branded products, and we're starting out with taking that into the sports and fitness space. And really, the catalyzing thing for this is just the computing power that's available in your smartphone. It really makes the ability to bring all of these into consumer-oriented product a very reasonable extension.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to the first Nike Run, Run GPS stuff that they used for marathon timing and stuff like that. They attach your shoe all the way through the Fitbit. Wearables are big, and I imagine when we get to the PGA show next week, wearable technology is going to be a huge, huge deal. How do you guys position yourselves as being different?
It's a great question, and I think the real differentiator, especially in this space, is the quality of the motion sensor and really being able to develop the technology so that you get accurate information. And there's a lot of products available in this space, and they do a lot of different things. Like Game Golf or Arcos are fantastic devices. They're in-round devices to learn about what's happening with your golf game. They do something a little different than we do. So they're not all the technologies are the same, or even trying to accomplish the same things. When it comes down to swing analysis, we believe we're a great complement to TrackMan and FlightScope. Those are $15,000, $25,000 devices. Our device is $250. It's also highly portable, and it really comes down to the accuracy of the data and being able to project out a club head moving for some people at 110 miles per hour from a sensor that's 3 feet away at the bottom of the grip, and it's about the size of two sticks of gum. That's sitting there, like you said, it's very lightweight. It doesn't affect the swing weight of the club, and that's not trivial to be able to get that kind of information with those kinds of club head speeds.
Yeah, and I'm sure the technology from the motion sensors that you were talking about before has a lot to do with that. I mean, I've used some of these products in the past, and it seems like you spend more time making swings where it failed to pick up the data than you do with swings that where it picks up the data.
Yeah, and the technical thing that we do is we actually recalibrate the position of the sensor on the grip with every swing. So when you've got these kinds of speeds and forces and you're hitting a hard object, the sensor may move a little bit. So when you attach the sensor, we ask the golfer to just put the club face down square to the ball for a couple seconds, and then that calibrates it. Then you can waggle, you can do your pre-shot routine, do whatever you want. We're recording all of that information, and then you take your golf swing, and as soon as you hit the ball, we go back and save from when you started the golf swing.
Gotcha.
And so the unique thing we do is we calibrate every time so that if your sensor moves a little bit or you don't get it on the club at exactly 90 degrees, we actually calculate that for you. So your comment on when you don't actually record a swing is typically because the sensor moved a little bit, and it's confused because the motion of the club isn't at a 90 degree angle to the sensor. We don't have that problem because of the fact that we recalibrate before every single swing.
Yeah, and we're not suggesting that this could replace a lesson with your local PGA professional or anything like that, but in terms of a regular everyday on the range tune-up and a device that will help you understand exactly what you're doing if you already have a basis of knowledge, or even when you go to pick up clubs, you know, you'll have a better sense of how hard you swing the club, how, you know, what your launch angles are. I mean, this has got to be hugely helpful to choosing the proper equipment as well.
Absolutely. And we're working with obviously Ledbetter and his group and Brett Meyer out there at the Ledbetter Academy. If you've been out to Champions Gate in his academy, he's got probably $500,000 worth of technology out there, which is something David can afford. But for the other golf pro who maybe teaches a few different places, we actually are selling M-Tracers to teaching pros to use with their students. We've got a guy here in Southern California named Lee Sanudo. His dad was Cesar Sanudo, who was on tour, a PGA Tour winner. And Lee is using this with his students and his juniors. He actually says his juniors are showing him features in the product that he didn't know, because 12-year-olds and an iPhone are a dangerous combination. And
true.
So definitely it's a tool to be used with your teaching pro or in between sessions to make sure you're doing the things that your teaching pro is working with you on in terms of improving your golf swing.
All right, Randy, well, remind everybody before we let you go where to find it and how much it is and where to get started.
It's available at Epson.com/golf. You'll get some information there. It's available on Amazon or through the Epson website and golf shops. And if it's not in your local golf shop, ask them to bring it in. We'd love to put it into their stores.
All right. Well, we appreciate you hopping on with us and breaking it down for us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks a lot.